Lema, let's say, Rabbi Yehuda ben the Sarah of Rabbanu Kemifugi. Maybe the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is told in this Machlokes who's in the next Mishnah. That's not learned in the next Mishnah that Nishpa Levata Lesa Mitzvah. If somebody makes a Shavua that I will not do a Mitzvah, I swear that tonight I will not eat Matzah. For Leib Bittel and Lemaise he ate the Matzah, still Potter is Potter on the Shavua. Because he cannot make a Shavua Levata Lesa Mitzvah. Since you have a mitzvah says say teat matzah tonight, your mushva v'yoyim is eat, that's pshita, you cannot make a shvua that you will not eat. Therefore you put the korban. It's called a shvua shov, but it's not called a shvua bitui. You have no right to listen to that shvua right away, you put the from a korban. What about the machlokes is, l'kayim es a mitzvah. You make a shvua that tonight, yes, I will eat matzah. So you have a mitzvah teat tonight and you have your shvua. For loy kiyum, and the whole night went by, and he did not eat matzah. So potter. The Tanakhama says, still, he's potter from a korban shvua. But that's the klal, you mushva v'yomid. Since you have a mitzvah anyway to eat the matzah, your shvua cannot be chal. But here's the machlekes. Shehoye v'din, really in svar, you could argue and say, shiyei chayiv, that you should be chayiv a korban shvua in this case. And really, that's kedivri Rav Yehuda ben Maseira. That's the way he holds. T'yom, Rav Yehuda ben Maseira. Uma im horashus. Mother, a question of time eating melon. That's up to you. Shayna mushvalam yasina. There's no mitzvah to eat melon tonight. Still, hu chayiv aleho. If you make a shvur, you will eat. And then you do not eat it, you chayiv a korban, or the yerid. If so, mitzvah. Shemushvalam yasina. A mitzvah of matzah, let's say, that you have a chayiv to eat matzah tonight. Ain't a din in svar, isn't it for sure? She chayiv aleho. That if you made a shvur that you're going to eat matzah tonight, and now you do not eat it, that you chay it, she gets a svara.
Isn't that a reverse
kalachoma?
Why? Did you learn kalachoma? Not eating is a kal. Eating matzah is a...
Omruloi, so Chom said back to Yudhul HaMaseiro, so that was his kalachoma. That kalachoma, matzah, we're sure you can make a shvua, so something the Torah wants you to do, for sure you should be able to make a shvua to do it. Omruloi, the Chom said back to him, no, loyi mamate v'shvua, so reshus, like you're saying, shekein, also bo hen, you can make a shvur both ways. But the pasuk says, lahora ilahetiv. You could swear that you will eat the melon, or you could swear that you will not eat the melon. But tiyama b'shvus mitzvah. But even you, Rabbi Yudhim Seri, you agree that by a shvur of doing a mitzvah, it's only possible with a hain to do it. But shekein lo yosa bo lav kehain. You agree that there's no shvur, I will not eat matzah tonight. Since there's a mitzvah that says teat matzah, you have no right to make a mitzvah, to make a shvua against the Torah. So since you agree it's not possible with a lav, therefore that shvua is not possible with a hain. So come up, that's the machlokes of Yehuda ben Maseira, does every shvua have to be both ways, with a lav and with a hain? Since so, name the lesson like this now. Rav, the Yomuk of Yehuda ben Maseira, Rav that says on the shvua that that person threw a stone yesterday, even though it's not possible, lahabor, still Yechayiv HaKorban holds like Rav Yehuda ben Maseira. So what that even though the shvu is not possible on a lav, that you will not eat matzah, but since it's possible in one way that you will eat matzah, the mitzvah, the shvu is chal, so Rav holds like Rav Yehuda ben Maseira. Or Shmuel the Yomek Rabbanan, Shmuel that says no, you cannot make a shvu that somebody threw a stone, because it's not possible lahabo, so you see you always need both ways, that goes according to Rabbanan Svarah. That you cannot make a shvur, I will eat matzah tonight, because that shvur is not possible both ways. Tomorrow says, no, it's not clearly totally zebzeh. Again, I can tell you. Ali, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, kuliyam lepligi. Even Shmuel would agree, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, that in our case, where you swear that the person threw a stone yesterday to the ocean, that's called a good shvur. You'd be chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, because it's like this. Hash to lava hain, loy boy, just like you see, it's a kabbal claim, like madach, according to Rabbi Yehuda Maseira. You do not even have to have a shvur to be able both ways. Lava hain. And that the Torah says clearly. The Torah says, lahora or lahetiv. So he says, no, either one is enough. It's just enough to say good. I swear I will eat the matzah. Even though you cannot swear, no, I will not eat the matzah. Is so lahabo lishova boy. Pshita yibichai a korban shvur. Even though it's only possible in the over on the past and not in the future. Because then it doesn't say so clearly, like law related. Keep pligi here, where would Rav and Shmuel argue, Pshita aliba de Rabbonin. It's only machlekes according to Rabbonin Shita. And it's like this. Shmuel k'rabbonin. Shmuel holds like Rabbonin Shita, that you have to have a shua to be lachlifay both ways, whether it's la v'hein, and the same shua is shavar and habo. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, the shua has to be able to be both ways. A shua that I threw the stone, or I will throw the stone, you. But you cannot make a shua upon somebody else that somebody else should throw the stone to the ocean. There's no such shua. So therefore, Shmuel holds Yepata. But Rav says like this, Kiloi Mechayiv Rabbonin, when did Rabbonin argue and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? And the Shvu on the mitzvah's potter, that's only Bala Zahain. They hold the Shvu has to be Lachlifai both ways, that yes, I will eat the matzah, but you have to be able to swear, no, I will not eat the matzah. Because there it says clearly, Lohorai Lahetiv Behedya. It says clearly that you have to be able to swear either I will not do it, I will not eat today, or else I will eat today. And here by mitzvahs, it's not possible to say you will not eat the matzah, therefore Rav holds Yepata. Avol ha'bo l'shova, but a question. Therefore the Rabbanan say Yepata. Avol ha'bo l'shova, but in the case of a shvur that's only possible in the Ovar, it's not possible in the future, to mirabuya the kruasi. That it doesn't say clearly. That's only from the Rebbe we'll soon see, that you have to have both ways, l'ovar and l'habor. Mechayve, that's Rav's throw, that even according to Rabbanin, they would agree to Mechayve. So again, Rav and Shmuel are both arguing here, alib the Rabbanin Shita. So again, their machlokes is not totally in this machlokes. It's more so true. It's not totally. Now, Mosse, but so we don't have clearly which Tanoim they're arguing according to, but there's no real machlokes Tanoim, the same thing in Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel both argue Aliba the Rabbanan Shita. What would be Lohovar and Lahabor? In the case where the Shvu is only possible Lishovar and not Lahabor, that's not like it's Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel says, Moser Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna asked a question. It says in Mishnah Leda, Lo Yachalti Hayoin. Person swears, I did not eat today. Lo Veloihi Nachti Tfilin Hayoin. I did not, a person says this, I did not wear tefillin today. The other one says, swear to me that you do not wear tefillin today. The Yomar Omen, he says, yes, I swear. We'll see later on exactly how Omen works. The person says, yes, it's true, and that's Lashon of a Shvua, as if to say, I swear that I did not wear tefillin today. So Lachar is Chayiv. He's Chayiv a Korban El of the Yerid. That's the Mishnah later. So, Bishlam, I could understand, Lo Yachalti, the person swears, I did not eat today. Isi B'loy Oichel. It's possible to say, I will not eat. It's possible in the over, and it's possible in the future. You could swear, Lahabo, I swear, I will not eat today. So it's good why you're chayiv. Elo lohi nachti, a person swears that I did not wear tefillin today. Why is the shvu chal, mi'isa b'loyo niach? Is it possible that he could swear, I will not put on tefillin today? He can't swear, I will not put on tefillin. That's levat lesa mitzvah. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, you cannot swear levat lesa mitzvah.
What?
So a kopon of Takasha here, according to Shmuel. Shmuel it says Yepot, here it says clear like Rav that Yechayiv says the Kasha on Shmuel. Samara says who Moisiv lo v'mafarik lo. He asks the question, and he himself Amnuna comes and puts it together. Mafarik, he answers it. Let's start in Katani. The Mishnah over there means two sides to it. Lo yachalti lekorban. True, the first part of it, when it says chayiv, if you swore that you did not eat today and it's a sheker, that's a shvus bitui that you chayiv a korban or leviyurin. But the second part, that lo yachalti, that you swear that you did not wear tefillin to and it says chayiv, that's trita lemalkus. That's like a shvur shov. As soon as you said it, the shvur is not really chal. It's not said the shvur is bitui. Therefore, yachayiv malkus. That's it. Then chayiv korban. Pshiti yubi potter. According to Shmuel, pshiti yubi potter. Most of Rava asked the question like this. Eizuhi shvua shov. What's the shvua shov we have? We will have later. What's exactly the case of a shvua shov, a vain shvua? Nishpa l'shanef yisidu l'yodim. You swear that this table is a chair. Everybody knows it's not. The yomar al-omud shalevin. You say that this stone here, this omud platform of stone, shu shozol, made out of gold, and everybody knows that's made out of that. That it's not gold; it's made out of stone. Now the Yom Ha'ul says in that Mishnah, Vush and Nikol Gimel B'nei Yodim. A Shvua Shav has to be that at least three people realize it and know it. Vasha Shekva Yodu Shloisha B'yose Omud Shush 11. Everybody, three people know already that this platform is a stone one. So that's called a Shvua Shav. The Midi Di Yodah Beit Lost B'nei Yodim have been Mefursim. If three people know something, that's called Mefursim. Everybody knows it. That's called you being Mishana what people know. That's called the Shvua Shav. So Dik is now according to Rava, Taima de Nikr, because three people realize it. Holo Nikr, but if three people do not realize it yet, over Mishum Shvuz Bitoy, then you would be Chayiv Mishum Shvuz Bitoy. Question is Amai, who Einoi be Yehesha Zov. This is only a Shvua of the past, of the Ovar. You cannot make a Shvua in the future, this will be gold. You can't make such a Shvua like that. So, that Zichra Shvua Shav. That's not a Shvuz Bitoy. So why Yechayev a Korban? Someone says, who most of them are, again, he asks the question, he answers it. Nikar oive mishum shvua shav. If three people realize it, then Yechayev mishum shvua shav. Loi nikar, if three people do not realize it, oive mishum shvua sheker. It's a different lav, it's a different type of an azara. You have to warn him from a different azara, a different pasuk, a different type of a shvua. Benachnam, it's not called a shvua's bitui. You will not be chayev a Korban or the yerid. A korban el l'biyar is only by a shvuas bitoy. So in this case, both ways you'll be potter from a korban. It's only a question like how do you have to warn him for him to receive malchus? Is it considered a shvuas shov or is it considered a shvuas sheker?
In this way, he wouldn't get malchus because.
Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this: Umoy de Rav agrees though that Rav before said Yechayiv. Rav would agree though. B'yayim alachaveru. Somebody says to his friend, Shvua she'eni yadei lechoides. I swear that I know for you, Edis. I swear that I know. There's also, you can also swear that you do not know Edis for him, which that usually is the Shvuas Edis. That a person says, you know Edis, and he denies it. So they bring him to bed and he has to swear a Shvuas Edis. So it's possible to swear that I do not know Edis. Still, Rav here would agree to Potter, that you have Potter from a Korban. You're not chayv a korban el biyurid. Why not? The chur it's possible both behain and balav. Hoyev alesse bichlal sheini yodei lecho edus. It's not possible to say a shvua sheini yodei lecho edus.
He made a
shvua. Wrong, right. Again, Rabbi Shvua sheini yodei lecho edus. The yishtacher comes out to lo yodalei. He does not that he did not know the edus. The potter, in such a case, he's potter, right? Hoyo v'leste v'chlal, shen yedei l'chaydis. Since it's not possible to swear that I do not know edis for you, why not? Because if you swear I do not know edis for you, that's not called the shvuas biti anymore, that's called the shvuas edis. That's a different type of a shvua. That's what he meant to say. Like we'll soon see. Because that's a different type of a shvua. That's called a shvuas edus already. So since it's not possible to swear that I do not know edus, that you be chayav a korban el v'yerid, no, it's not called a shvuas bitui. It's called a new type of a shvua, that you have to swear it in bezdin. It's called a shvuas edus. So therefore, that you swear that I do know edus for you, that's not a shvuas edus. That's like a shvuas bitui. You'll be potter from a korban. Because it's not possible, hein v'lav. Even though Rav holds you do not have to have lahabo, it's enough just l'shavar, but at least a hain and a lav that you have to have. What about yodati? For lo yodati, person swears that I knew edus, and then it comes out that he did not know edus. That's the machlokes. That's the machlokes. Rav and Shmuel, whether you chayiv or not. That according to Rav, if you swore that I knew edus for you, then you be chayiv
because a shaykh boch hain v'lav. Even though it's not shaykh lost, it's not shaykh lahabo, I mean, it's not shaykh to say, I swear that I do not know edis, or I swear I do know edis, because that's called levatlas mitzvahs. So that's the machloikis. But according to Shmuel, you report it, according to Rav, you'll be chayiv. What about he'arati, loy harati? Also, I swear that I knew edis, or that I did say edis for you, and really he did not say edis for you, is also machloikis, the same thing. They're shayach hein v'lav only in the ovar, but it's not shayach in the yosid. Again, you can't swear that I will say edus for you, So then that's a mitzvah to say that it's not a shayach ashuas bitri. It's more so like this. Bishlei melishmul zgur, according to Shmuel Shita the Yoma. Mil said the last day, b'lahabo. Lo mechayev olo b'lishovar. Something that he can make a shvu in lahabo in the future. So even if you make it now in the ovar, you put the front of korbin, if so lahoch, yav karachmon l'shvua seidus, mechlau shvuas bitri. Mechlau shvuas bitri. That's what the Torah took out of the parash of a regular shvuas bitri. This parash of a shvuas eidus, a shvuas eidus is that I swear I do not know eidus for you. And really you do know. So that's a shvua of l'shavar. So according to Shmuel, if it wouldn't have been a chiddush of shvuas eidus, you'd be potter for regular shvuas habitri. Because since it's not possible in the future, in the osid, therefore there's no chiv for the ovar. So therefore you'd be potter for a korban of shvuas bitri. That's what the Torah had to say, a new parsha of shvuas eidus. If I say you know eidus for me, and you come to Bezna and you swear in Bezna that you do not know eidus, that's a new shvuas eidus. Elul Rab, but according to Rav Shita, that holds no, that for shvuas l'shava yichayev a korban, even though there's no lahabo, if so, l'may hilchus after rachmona, why does the Torah have to take out special to say a parsha of shvuas eidus? Every shvuas eidus, let him be chayev, push it for shvuas bitui. If you swear that you do not know eidus, and then it came out that really you did know eidus, that's a shvuas bitui. It's a shvuas bitui of l'shava, and according to Rav, you chayev a korban, even though it's not possible lahabo, you can't swear that I will say eidus for you. There's a mitzvah to say eidus, and that is no shvua. But still, the shavar, according to Rav Yechayev, so according to Rav, what do we need a whole new parsha of shvuas eidus for? Let it be nichlo on the parsha of shvuas bitli. So for instance, Omru Rabbona came with the Abaya, so the Rabbona wanted to answer in front of Abaya like this. The chiyuv yaler tarted in Afkamina is that you should be chayev two kabonis, and echnami. If you swear in Bezdin that you do not know eidus, so and then it's false, like really you did know, you be chayev two kabonis, one as a shvuas bitli, one as a shvuas eidus. So Abai answered back and said, no, that's not a good answer. Tarati le matisi amrisi, you cannot say yichayiv tu kabonis. Tetani learn like this, in the parasha it says, liachas mielo. The vidashin liachas atu mechayivoi, viyata mechayiv ishtam, koni mechayiv one, he can't be mechayiv two. Says, so it's a kasha. Again, what does the pasuk say, a new parasha of shvuas eidus, let it be bechal the shvu of shvuas bitui. So the Gemara says, "Olabai is so according to Abai that you do not hold Yechayev two kabonis." Lamai hilchus after Rachmonin, Rachmonin. Why did the Torah take out the parasha of Shvuas Eidus into a new parasha? Why aren't Yechayev the regular korban al Shvuas Bitui? So myself, look at the Tanya, like we learned again. The Kashas according to Rav, according to Shmuel is very good. Since it's not possible lahabo, that's why we need a new parasha of Lishovar. But according to Rav, what's the new parasha for? So myself, like this, look at the Tanya. All the other chiyuv korban el v'yared by tumas midrash kadosha by shvuas bitui says the word v'nelam that you're a shoygig b'shasha during the avera, but the kan by shvuas eidus l'nema v'nelam doesn't say the word v'nelam. So the chiddush is l'chayev ala mezik shoygig that even though you know right now that really you do know eidus, but you're swearing in bezdin I do not know eidus, you're amazed, still you chayev a korban. So that's the special parasha of shvuas eidus. The Torah took it out to teach us that Yechayev amazed it. So that's why we have a special parasha. But still the Rabbanon say, Omulei Rabbanon Labai, but still the Rabbanon has kasha back to Abaya. Ema, still, why don't you sound like we say? That true, b'mezid mechayev echada. If you're a shuas eidus b'mezid, means really, you know that you do know the eidus. B'mezid, you swear that you do not know it true, you only chayev one korban. Because b'mezid is no chiyah shuas bitoy. But the shaygig mechayev tarte. But in the case we were shaygig, why don't you agree to us that yichayev two karbonis? And they saw malu. Abaye answers back, no. Lav hainu the amru lechura. The Bach says, isn't like I already said to you the drush of liachas? That means achas atu mechayvoi viyata mechayv shtayin. There's a pasuk that teaches us you only chayev one and not two. Now what is it going on? Vi b'mezid. The pasuk is not talking about b'mezid. Mika tarte. Anyway, I would not need the pasuk for mezid. For Mezid, I know anyway there's only one Shavua. So what do I need the Pasuk for of Achas? It must be that even in the case of a Shoigeg, still, Yeshua say this, the Torah is teaching us, you only chayiv one Korban and not two Korbanos. So that's the sex of Drosha of Achas. Therefore, that's what Abai says. So then the question is, what do I need the whole Pasha Shavua say this for? So the Chiddush is, according to Abaya, that you chayiv even benezid. Rav Amar Rav says like this, Mishum dehevei dovish of a klal v'yotza lidim v'dovri achodish. It was something in the parasha of Shavuos Eid, Ashvias Bitui, and now the Torah took it out. So therefore comes out the new Chiddush. It only has its own Chiddush. So Rashi says, what Rav means to say is, Kloima, Leitzoruch lemuti malachas. He just says, like, going to Abaya, you do not need a special pasuk of lachas to say that by Shavuos Eidus, when you swear false and desmond that you do not know the Eidus, that you only have one carbon from the word miachas. You need achas or something else, he says, for the Joshes. But over here, the pshat is that it was in the klal of Shavuos Bitui. The Torah took it out of the Pasha Shavuos Bitui to say it's a new Pasha. Or Shavuos Eidus to say Yechayiv even amazed. So that's the klal. When Torah takes something out, then it put it back in again. It's there for its only Chiddush to say that Yechayiv amazed. So even though Bishoy Yechayiv anyway, the Torah says that the Torah is amazed. But there's not a new carbon here. That's why Rabbi says even without the extra pasuk of Miyachas, I would know by Shavuos Eidus, you only have one carbon and not two carbonus. Tali Mora says, all right, turn over. Yeah, so now the Gemara says like this. Michlal, the Abaye, Sova Isa Leshvu Boilum. It's coming out so far that Abaye agrees that every Shvu is Eidus. Really, it's a case of a Shvu is Bitiyoso. And really, it should be Chayiv to Kabonis. But the only reason why you're not Chayiv is with a special Zeras Akosiv of Lachas. But let's say Rashi says nafkemina. Let's say for eight shavuos eid, the shoni chayv of korban. If you're kosher eid, let's say you're a posel eid, or else you swear outside bezdin, you're potter from a shavuos eidus, but you would be chayv a shavuos bitui. For the Gemara, is that true? The Yom Abaye by himself before said that moedir Rav agrees that you're potter from korban b'yom lechaveru shavua shani yadei lechaidus. I swear that I do know eidus for you. Such a shavu, there's no korban. Why? And came out, you did not know Eidus, the potter. Why did Abaye say a potter? Because it's not in the parasha Michal of a shua's bitui of a shua that I do not know Eidus for you. Because Abaye before says, such a shua, I do not know Eidus for you, that's called a shua's Eidus and not a shua's bitui. That it has nothing to do at all with the shua's bitui. And now we'll say, no, Abaye agrees it does have to do with the shua's bitui. So it's a stira. So first thing we're into is true, Abaye retracted from what he said before. That Abaye agrees now that a shvua of I do not know Eidus for you is in the parsha of Shavuos Eidus, a shvuas abitui, and therefore if I swear that I do know Eidus from you, the shvuas chal. The boy is saying another terrorist could be.